My name is Magdalena Waz, and I'm the fiction and nonfiction editor at Construction Literary Magazine. In the best of times, putting together an issue is 75% reading and communicating with writers, which I love, and about 25% tedious spreadsheets and CMS woes. During a pandemic, that general work proportion doesn't change, but it seems a lot harder to fit in the administrative stuff that makes editors' skin crawl. And yet, so many intrepid journals and magazines are somehow managing to get over that hump and publish, which to me means just one thing. The quality and urgency of the pieces we want to publish outweighs the general discomfort of actually running a magazine. In the end, the work is why I'm here, sequestered in a closet, which is the only quiet part of my apartment, recording this note to share just a few pieces of the 24 we published in September. They're all worth checking out. But here are the three that I keep coming back to read. The first is The Goose, a Diptych by Dev Murphy. Central to the essay is an image of a goose in a dream. And here I'm reading from the piece. At the lake's deepest point, a miniature goose, a full-grown adult, though not 5 inches high, resting on an island of ice, mid-June. It's the contrast and contradictions that upend what I begin imagining and leave my mind actively contending with what's on the page that I really enjoy here. Similarly, Leighton Carter's Breathe Deeply reminds me of both our current moment, in which an obsession with clean air is top of mind, and of films like Todd Haynes' Safe. In Breathe Deeply, the two main characters seek to control their environment and breathe the best air. Layered on top of this desire is the access to a billionaire who, quote, made his money from industries that defiled air. It reminds the reader that this pursuit of purity is all about class. The rest of us have no choice but to take what's given to us. And finally, I want to consider Angelique Zobitz's Erasures, Furnaces, and Islands. The spareness of the words on the page, coupled with the nearly apocalyptic tone of both poems, gives me an undeniable sense of now. I can read in between these few lines political polarization, environmental displacement, and finally, I think, an acceptance of these facts. In the final lines, we sailed the water, accustomed to dislocation. Though we don't often read for construction with a theme in mind, sometimes a common anxiety or image emerges across most or all of the pieces. And I can't help but think about how writers sponge up the world around them, and editors have the privilege, really, of wringing the world back out.